I've been thinking a lot the last few days, the last week or so, about where I am in life right now, where I'm going. And I've been thinking about life and love and everything that happens inside of and outside of them. How it's like when you love someone and you aren't supposed to or you shouldn't. And the two of you have somehow come together, and through everything, you have found one another. And it's like you've entered this secret, private little world. Like you've stepped through a bubble wand, and you're there. And everything is kind of mirrored, and pure and untouched. And it's so delicate. Someone on the outside could touch it and just burst it all, and inside of it, though, it's just pristine and perfect. And you have so much freedom. You have so much potential. And you can just go and float and be free, and you're together and you're there. And it's amazing, right? Like, going with the wind. Just having the sun shine off you and all the colors are vibrant. And it's like, so you step through this bubble wand and it closes behind you. But you can't come back through. It's like a portal, and there's only one way in, and there's no getting out. And then it can just burst and just rupture, and then it's gone. There's no fixing it, and there's almost no proof that it even really happened. And it's sacred. It's almost unreal, but it is, and everyone that looks at it sees it from the outside, looks with a bit of wonder and fascination. Half of them want to see how high it'll float and how long it'll last, and the other half just want to touch it. And I don't even think that it's with the intention to pop it, it's just to touch. But it will burst, and it doesn't make a sound, but it's gone, and you'll never have it back. And it's sad to think about it. It's sad to think that things can just so easily disappear. Like they were never real in the first place, just an illusion. Entertainment. I have loved in my life and I've been loved. I've only ever been touched though, like really touched, one time. And it's terrifying to think about that. And all the people that you talk to, and all the world, all day long, and all your life. The few people that actually really end up knowing you. The few people that are so inside of you that you're seamless. And for some people it never happens at all. And for those of us that have been blessed enough to have it once, or cursed, however you see it, sometimes it's the same. But you know that once it happens, everything is different. You are different. And when it's gone, you wake up a little bit less and a little bit less than you were the day before. And one day you wake up and there's barely any of you there at all. And you don't remember who you were before it started, so you can't go back. And you've lost that trust and that patience. And you don't want to go forward. You have to. You can't stay where you are, but you don't know where to go. There isn't a map for things like that. There isn't a set of steps. There's not just one way out, but there is waiting. Waiting fucking sucks. I'm at this place right now. And it's like purgatory. Heaven is where you go when everything's gone right. Before you can go to heaven, if you're religious, you know that you have to go through purgatory. It's where you reflect. It's where you become purified. And you're washed clean, and it's just the waiting room, essentially, to heaven. And then you get to heaven, and there's no sadness. There's no more waiting. There's no pain. There's no regret. There's no remembering. And it's beautiful, and it's perfect, and it's warm. And you see and know and feel everything. And then, you know, there's hell, and that is where you are repaying for eternity all the hurt and all the hate that you have given out in your time here, and there's no getting out of it. There's constant want to leave, and you can't, and you're stuck. And hell is about regret, and heaven is about happiness, and purgatory is about waiting and wandering. And I think that's where I am right now. Purgatory is where you figure things out. I just didn't know that it would be like this. I didn't know there would be the bits of hell and the glimpses of heaven inside of purgatory. I didn't know it would be both at the same time. And I've heard someone say at one time that life was purgatory. Life is what you have to get through to get to heaven. And I thought it was such a stupid thing for them to say. It didn't make any sense to me at all. But it does. Purgatory is waiting. And waiting means that you're going somewhere. And that's good, right? But waiting is also hell. And I guess that it makes sense when you think about it that way. We've already done the hard part. Maybe life is just the aftermath. I don't know what it is. I don't know what this is. I believe in so many different things. I believe in right and wrong. I believe some people cannot be taught the difference. I believe that those definitions are not the same for everyone. I believe that when you have been extremely hurt, that the boundary between the two is blurred. I believe that. I do. I believe that love doesn't mean the same thing for everyone. I believe that you can be head over heels and crazy for someone, and absolutely out of your mind for them, and yet not in love. It's not infatuation, it's something more. It's deeper than lust, it's bigger than obsession, but it's smaller than love. I think there's something in the middle. I think there's something that we don't have a word for. I think there's that whole dimension that we all kind of pass through in and out on the way to love, on the way out of it, on the way to crazy. I don't think that anyone quite lives there. At least not the way that we live, how we live when we're in love, or the way that we cope when we're hurt. I think that dimension, that nameless place, I think that's something like purgatory, when you will do absolutely anything for another person. But it's selfish, though. It's to keep that person there. You'll do it to show them all that you'll do for them. And I think we do it because we're sometimes scared of losing them, or at the same time, sometimes we're scared of actually having them. It's such an odd thought. I don't even know if you understand it. I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say, if that makes any sense at all. I believe that there are things that happen to us that we don't come back from. And I believe that those things happen without us even knowing. Without knowing that we're any different at all. And it's not just a bad day. It's not just a rut that you get into. I believe that sometimes things happen that alter us forever. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Some of us desperately need change. I think I do. I've done a lot of things in my life I'm not proud of. I can't say that I regret it, because I had to do all the things that I've done, but how I handled myself after, the way that I came back, that I could have done differently. The things I told myself about them. The way that I justified things. It's the actions I don't regret, but the justifications to myself, the lies I told myself. Even things as the way that I'd been treated by other people. That's not just a thing in a relationship, it's by family, by strangers, that I let their words come to me and I react and I respond. But the way that I justified it, whether I got something really, really good or really, really bad, I'd react. And the reactions that we have, they teach us a lot about who we are, but the justifications to those reactions, I think, say the most. I think that's what teaches us the most. It's not so much the things that we do, but it's the way that we feel about ourselves after they've been done. You are not a reflection of the things that happen to you. You are a reflection of how you respond to those things, the way that you justify them. It's not allowing things to happen. It's not being a victim or being a success. It's being humble in either event. I say a lot of random things. I say things like, there are no coincidences, because I honestly do not believe there to be any. I'm not this Bible thumper. I'm not an overly religious person, but I'm spiritual, and I believe that everything happens exactly as it's supposed to. We are exactly where we are supposed to be. I believe that. I believe it. What I don't believe in is fairness. I think that people who say that's not fair are overcome with some sense of entitlement. I don't believe in fairness, because we don't all live in the same place. We don't all have the same burdens. We don't have the same experience. And how can something entirely fair to one person, or right, or justifiable, how can it be a standard across the board? What's good for one is not good for the other. That's not the way it works. I don't like fair. And when I say something isn't right, or something is wrong, I also don't feel that that's universal. Just because something is right for me doesn't mean it's right for the next. I try and be a good person. I try and have conviction. I try and believe in the things that I believe in. And I try and accept that not everybody believes in those things. And for as paranoid as I am, I still believe that there is good in everyone. And I try so hard to see it. And I try and be kind. And I trust my intuition. I get hurt a lot because of it. It's like that battle between your head and your heart, what you know and what you feel. What is a fact and what is a feeling, though? Facts are in books, on paper, you've got science to prove them, but my feelings are never wrong. Does that not also make them fact as well? So if my feelings are right and I ignore them, does that make me wrong? Because in my head I know that feelings are not founded, but in my heart I know that they are accurate. What is the difference between right and wrong, though? What is it? I am having a really hard time right now. And I've always been a big believer that if you don't like where you are, change it. If you don't like what you see, move to a different perspective. And I never understood why people just didn't do that. If you're unhappy, just move. You don't have to change houses or jobs to move. You have to grow, you have to learn. And I never understood why people just didn't do that. It's not hard. Pick up a fucking book, ask a question. just learn something, focus on something else, but I get it now. I get why it's hard, I get why people don't do it. It's not that you don't want to move because you don't know what's out there, it's because you don't even know where you are right now, you don't know where you're starting from, so how do you know where to go? And ask a question, that's all that you're doing. The whole time, I'm like, just ask a question, get an answer, learn something new. But all that's in your head are questions, it's just not the right ones. Or not the right time, or whatever the fuck else could go wrong, that's what it is. If you're hurting right now, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, I am sorry because it sucks, and I get it. And I hope it gets better for you. And I hope it gets better for me.